This is episode 1507. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and you are doing a very good thing for yourself as you get ready to meditate in today's episode. You're going to discover a breathing technique for joy, or for courage, or for confidence, or for whatever quality you want to cultivate within yourself. This is a yoga breathing technique called the joy breath, the breath of joy. And if you've been following this series this week, you have discovered a different yoga breathing technique in each episode. So there are seven now right here for you to listen to anytime, anywhere, to help you relax. This is our relaxation breathing technique series, and this is the final episode. Remember, these series don't follow in any order, so you can listen to the episodes in any order you want. For the final episode in every series, I always encourage you to take your meditation ritual outside. This is a way for you to reward yourself for following along the series all week long. And when you meditate outside, it really takes your ritual to the next level. If you haven't done so, try it. And if you'd like to do a walking meditation where you listen to the meditation and you walk, and you may pass people, you may hear sounds, and you're moving, and that's all good because you're taking your ritual off your meditation cushion or chair into your day-to-day life where you're most likely to encounter stress triggers. So this allows you to apply what you practice as you sit to meditate and bring these skills and try them out in your everyday life. This is the ultimate way to challenge yourself to remain calm even when you're not able to control what's going on around you. So here is your breathing technique. Now, if you can't get outside to sit and meditate or to walk, go ahead and sit down in your regular meditation space, but I encourage you to open up a window or door if you can do that. If it's hot, just feel the heat. If it's cold, just bundle up a little bit. When you place a layer between yourself and the elements, it cuts you off from feeling connected to the world around you. And I will now share with you the breathing technique. As always, if you want the full half-hour guided meditation, you can find those on our new app called Sip and Om, S-I-P, because we will soon offer tea, so just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, Sip and Om. And we have the Android as well as the iOS version waiting for you. Just head over to Google Play for Android, or you can head over to the Apple and iTunes podcasts to find the iOS version. You can try it for 2 weeks free. There are over 1,500 meditations there. And you can break off at whatever point you want to during the meditation. So if you're not quite ready to sit for a full half hour to meditate, just sit for 10 minutes or 15 minutes. Go at your own pace. You also get, I'll mention, a journal to follow along through the series. Each day you have a reflection question. This takes you deeper into the series. And you also have a guide with all the techniques I leave with you each day for that series. So these are some handy tools. You get a private Facebook community to go right along with that. This is different from the podcast Facebook community. You can join that too. Just go over to the Sipinom Facebook page, send me a message, and I'll add you to that. But the app folks have their own special meditation community as well. So again, it's the Sipinom app, and try it 2 weeks free. See what you think. Well, I know that this breathing technique made me feel incredibly empowered today. I believe that I've been sharing with you that I'm in yoga teacher training for a month. I'm halfway through my training and I have a back injury from a car accident a few years ago. And that injury has flared up to the point where I'm not able to even do any postures. So I'm not sure I'll be able to stay and finish out the training, or hopefully I'll start feeling a little better. The breath of joy has helped me tremendously, and I'll share that with you. Now, to do this technique, as I mentioned, think about the quality you want to bring into your life right now. I'm sure there are many qualities you would like to focus on, but just choose one. What seems to come to your mind first? Go for that one. And as you exhale, you're going to bring your attention to your spiritual eye right between your eyes. The yoga or meditation, it's called the spiritual eye. It's where your prefrontal lobes are. And this is the part of your brain that's activated when you meditate. So when you bring the focus there when you're meditating, you can really focus your thoughts beautifully. So when you exhale, you'll exhale through your nose, release the qualities that hold you back. So if you're focusing on joy, inhale joy to the point between your eyebrows, hold it there. And as you exhale, you will exhale the opposite qualities of joy, such as unhappiness, sadness, regret, depression. Let those different emotions go. And you want to have a smooth flowing breath throughout this breathing technique, both on the inhale and exhale through your nose, not letting your breath rush out. So settle yourself down and let's meditate. Your spine is straight. Your neck is rested nicely on your shoulders, not too far forward or too far backward. Your body is nice and relaxed. And now, bring to mind a quality you would like to cultivate. Bring it to mind. Focus at the point between your eyebrows, your prefrontal lobes there. And inhale smoothly through your nose. Hold that pause. Now, release through your nose the qualities you want to let go that hold you back. Very nice. Inhale again. This emotion you want in your life to focus on. Bring it up to the point between your eyebrows. Your back is straight. Your eyes are gently uplifted. Now exhale through your nose, releasing whatever is holding you back from this quality. Beautiful. Go ahead and do this breathing technique at your own pace. And do it for as many times as you feel comfortable doing so. You are so worth slowing down for.